This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Steve, we are at the crossroads, I guess you can say, the last break of the day, and time for you with your closing remarks.
You know, I think everybody can relate to what I'm about to say. I always use myself as the primary example of all my motivational moments and speeches because, I mean, who better than yourself? I mean, you know, when you've experienced something, that's quite a up when you're explaining it to someone. You know, it's like, you know, hard to have a golf instructor. And the guy that's instructing you to play golf has never played golf. Or you can't have a swimming instructor and the swim instructor don't know how to swim. It just doesn't make that much sense. I guess you could do it, but what do they know about it? So I try to use my own shortcomings, missteps in life, happenings to try to motivate everybody as I see it. One of the things that I've always been pretty good at, and I'm having to pay attention closely again, is my acceptance of God's will. You know, it's a funny thing, man. But when you really, really understand how life really, really works, everything is in order. Even some of the challenges and tests that you're facing is for a purpose, a reason. You're not having a hardship in your life or a moment of challenge in your life because it just happens upon you. No, there's some value in it. Bishop Jakes was on my show and he said, behind every moment of pain, pain always leaves a present behind, a gift, something for you to unbox, unwrap, and learn from it, grow from it, become better for it, become experienced from it. And that's the gift that it always leaves. One thing I've learned to accept is God's will. It's funny, man, but on my Instagram, I was looking at my vault Instagram where I was, learning some things about, I was motivating someone on my vault thing. It was a guy who came to my show. And the brother was up in the crowd and he was talking about his life and how he, how he wanted to start a company. And he was having trouble with starting the company. And he was asking me, you know, what I thought about it. And as he told me this whole company idea and he was working at a job and he had just lost his job and been laid off and everything of that nature. And he kept looking at me and I said, well, hey man, let me ask you a question. I said, what is your gift? And he said, it's cooking. And I said, well, why are you messing around selling computerware? And I went on to tell him, I said, look, man, I said, sometimes this layoff that you have, and this is God's way of getting you to move in the direction that he has for you. I say, you know, I did a video about jumping. I say, but sometimes you don't get jumped. Sometimes you get pushed. I say, because God is fair. When God wants you to come around to his way of thinking or seeing his plan, He can allow for certain things to happen in your life where you can actually see it the way he's wanted you to see it all along. And so in his layoff, it caused him to have to think of, man, now that I had his free time, what am I to do? Well, as I was watching that video today on my Vault Empowers Instagram, I'm actually going to take it off today and post it on my regular Instagram, because I was really talking to myself at the time that I was, that this video came out, was made. It was made months ago, but it was for me to hear myself. And in this time where people are, you know, I appreciate people's concern. Don't get me wrong. I really, really do. I appreciate people pulling for me and praying for me and hoping I'm okay. And I really am okay. I want everybody to know that I am really, really just fine. It's just I've been pushed into the direction that he wants me to go. And that's all it is. And it's sort of amazing how this whole thing is unfolding, because there are, you know, the haters out there, they're going to say what they want to say. But Bishop Ulmer taught me a valuable lesson. He said, for those that love you, no explanation necessary. For those that hate you, no explanation acceptable. So I've learned to stop talking to haters, because nothing I can say to them is going to change their mind. They just want to be where they are. But being in a great place, because God has something in store for you. Remember this always, y'all. When a door closes, the only reason, if you are a person of faith, that God allows a door to be closed in your face or on you, because he got another one he wants you to go through. That's the only reason. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. God really does love you. God really has your best interests at heart. And what some men do for evil, God does for good. So somebody can plot against you, but Isaiah 54:17 is pretty clear. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It never has in the past. It never will in the future. God's promises never comes back void. He does not make a promise and it's an empty promise. And if you believe that, that's how you live. And that's how I live. And I strongly give that to everybody. Don't worry about it, y'all. Keep your head up, because God got you just like he always has. Those are my remarks today.
Amen. Drop it, baby.
Drop it.
Yes. You dropped the knowledge and the mic. Woo.
Out the door. Y'all have a great weekend, okay?
Ooh, so glad we're coming back.
On the road again. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.